You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Muralist and activist Juan Alicia grew up in Detroit, inspired by the work of Mexican artist Diego Rivera. In the 1970s, Juana was making posters for the United Farm Workers' grape boycotts when she was recruited by civil rights leader Cesar Chavez. He asked her to come to Salinas, California, where she would work in the agricultural fields as an organizer. Throughout a career spanning more than 40 years, Juana was a key figure in the Chicano arts movement. She became one of the Bay Area's best-known muralists, with many of her iconic pieces gracing the walls of San Francisco's Mission District. The Akanadi Foundation of Oakland recently commissioned her to create their 11th annual racial justice poster. Juan Alicia sat down with KALW's Janae Darden to talk about it.
Detroit was my ground zero. I'm a homegirl. I grew up down the street from Duke of the Four Tops. My sister used to listen to them rehearse in the living room. My godmother, Dr. Cleetie Collins Taylor, had the first Black-owned gallery in Detroit. It's called Arts Extended. It's been going for 60 years or so. She's in her 90s. She was my mentor and has had and is my mentor and has had a profound effect on me in terms of encouraging me to be an artist. And then the Black arts movement was very strong when I was coming of age. The Last Poets, Gil Scott-Heron, and the influences as well of the visual arts. And I grew up near Diego Rivera's Detroit industry murals at the Detroit Art Institute. So I spent two-thirds of my junior year of high school there and then sort of slid out of high school under that influence. The Vietnam War was going on. There were, you know, strikes and moratoriums, and the high school I went to, Cass Technical High School.
And you left, and you came to California in the 1970s, and you were recruited by Cesar Chavez.
Yes. I was doing posters for the UFW, the United Farm Workers Movement, United Farm Workers Union, and I met Cesar at one of his national tours. I went up to him. I think I might have had one of the posters I'd done for the Great Boycott. And he recruited me on the spot to come to Salinas and work with the union with a newspaper, El Malcriado. I didn't end up working for the newspaper.
Okay.
I was much more interested in the vivacity and flowering of the farm worker movement that was going on in the fields themselves. So I went to work in the fields doing organizing.
What was that like for you? I mean, because you were making art that reflects what these people were going through, and so you wanted to experience what they were going through.
Yes. And I mean, I didn't have a lot of choices besides working for the union, which was room and board and $5 a week, or going to work in the fields, which was, I think, $3 an hour or something like that. Didn't have a formal education, wanted to be an artist, but that wasn't a clear path at any point that early. And I was just caught up in the activism and the vitality and the beauty of the culture that was happening there. I did at one point, I don't remember what year it was, maybe 1975, did a poster inspired by a poem by Pablo Neruda of a celery worker, because I worked on the celery machines too. I made the poster for my crew. It had the quote by Neruda all around the border of the piece. I think I did that for Christmas because it was visually striking.
So you've been so many places, born in New Jersey, right? Grew up in Detroit, live in California, taught here, and not too long ago you moved to Mexico.
Yes.
What made you make that change?
The goal was always to move back when we could or when we retired. I've had a bifurcated identity and life forever, so it's not or trifurcated, right? We're all packages of many identities. And I feel very happy in Mexico. I feel very at home and relaxed. And where we live in Mérida is a very peaceful place. We're lucky to have a new government in Mexico. So there's a fresh start in Mexico right now, which is very exciting and gives one hope. And it really contrasts with the government in the United States right now. It's a very, very difficult time to experience as Mexicans, as Latinos, as human beings that our parents are compassionate in terms of families being separated and all of the cruelty along the border, as well as just the rampant racism that's mm-hmm. so supported by this administration.
So you were in Mexico when you worked on this, and I'm looking at this beautiful poster right here, one of your latest pieces, and you partnered with the Akinade Foundation for the 11th Annual Racial Justice Poster Design Project. And I understand through this project, students from several Oakland High School art programs, about 200 students, they make their own racial justice posters.
Yes.
And so I'm looking at the one that you made. It's a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
And you made it at home in Mexico.
Yeah, I have made it home. It's a drawing of the great West Oakland black poet, Chinaka Hodge. And she's reading her poem here that was part of her TED Talk, or was mm-hmm. her TED Talk, What to Tell Your Daughters, about 2016. And the quote that you just read in Tell Her, that she was born just in time to lead, is sort of the last phrase of the poem, and it's an incredibly powerful poem. In the background is the image of the San Francisco Women's Building and the mural on the Women's Building, Maestra Piece, which was painted by myself and six other sisters in paint, mm-hmm. and we'll be releasing a book on Maestra Piece this fall. The wells speak to the people, and they present the people's art to everybody. The work is accessible. You don't have to go into a museum or a gallery. You don't have to pay to see it. And the themes of murals, popular murals, narrative murals, murals that have political content, many progressive people of all colors that have done incredibly potent murals all over the Bay Area. And in Detroit, in Chicago, that's where the mural arts movement started in the 1960s, Walls of Pride, and in Washington, D.C. So I'm talking about a mural tradition that is steeped in consciousness. That's very important. My most recent mural is at the corner of Emerson and Adeline in Berkeley, across from the Ashby BART station. It's sort of a wake-up call. It's not a kumbaya, let's all hold hands mural. It's about the Gulf oil spill. It's called The Spill, or mm-hmm. El Derrame. And it really talks about what's happening to our natural world, with a beautiful poem on the side of the mural that sort of softens its blow by some of my students, but Harrison Rappaport specifically. So murals need to continue to, you know, speak out in difficult times, like Nina Simone said so eloquently, when things get tough, that's when the artists need to get mobilized.
That was muralist and activist Juana Alicia speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. You can catch Juana at the artist reception for the Akinade Foundation's 2019 Racial Justice Poster. That's tomorrow night at the Betty Ono Gallery in Oakland. And we'll have all that information at our website, kalw.org. And while you're at the website, be sure you're subscribed to our newsletter. Get all our stories in your inbox every week. Como maquinita por la gran ciudad, me llaman calle, me subo a tu coche, me llaman calle de mala alegría, calle dolida, calle.